Hello, Rachel Bird here. Welcome to The Pause, an invitation to take a short break from our usual habits of outward-focused doing, thinking, and living in the past and future, and instead giving ourselves the gift of coming inward and being present with what's right here, right now. So if your situation allows, I invite you to let go of whatever you were doing and allow your body to be in a comfortable position. Sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're okay doing so, close your eyes, or if you keep them open, soften your gaze and rest your eyes on one object. Now bring your attention inwards to explore what's here now by listening to my guidance as best you can, not so much doing, but just receiving with curiosity and kindness, and let's see what happens. So the bell is the invitation to transition from whatever you were doing before to this exploration of coming inwards to notice, how is it right here, right now? What's the general mood or the energy of the mind? Again, not necessarily even naming it, just noticing it's like this, the mood of the mind is this. And the body, how's the body? The general energy or sense of ease or tension in the body. We don't judge any of this, we just notice it's like this right now. And the invitation for the next few minutes is to continue this exploration of how it is right here, right now, especially noticing something we don't often pay attention to. How when something comes up in our awareness, most of the time, especially if we don't like it, we think it's going to last forever. We never notice when things end. So let's explore the ending of things happening moment to moment in the six senses, the five sensory experiences of seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, feeling, and also the sixth sense of thought. All of these phenomena come and go, and the invitation is for the mind to just observe or witness when they come up, but also especially noticing when they end. So can we not hold on to the experience, but just observe it and notice, like, all of a sudden, oh, this is over and something else has happened. So we don't hold on to them, we just observe experiences coming into awareness, arising, an ending. So that's the invitation. Let's practice receiving a sound, a thought, a breath, a heartbeat, another thought. All coming and going, we notice not just when they come up, but also when they end. We could check in, how is the exploration of noticing endings, changing phenomena ending, how's it gone? We notice maybe the arising of a breath and the ending of a breath, or the arising of a sound like the sound of the wave, and then the ending, or a thought comes into awareness. It has its life, and then it moves on if we don't hold on to it. Can we keep noticing, staying interested in what is the mind interested in moment to moment? It comes into awareness, and just watch them each end and the next thing start. Beginnings and endings. can check in and notice if the mind is still interested in watching things arise and end in awareness, or if it's wandered off doing something else. No matter what, we can just notice what the mind was doing, how that feels in the mind and body. And if we are staying with noticing beginning and endings, and even if we're not, let's notice now when things end. Is there a pause? Is there a silence between the ending of one thing that we're aware of and the beginning of the next? So we may notice this in the breath, a space between the exhalation and the inhalation, or a pause or a break, a silence between the sounds of the waves, or a pause between thoughts, the silence in between sense experience. Can we notice this? Noticing what the mind is paying attention to, if it's still with changing experience, noticing endings and maybe the space between things, or noticing if the mind is doing something else. Noticing how it is. In general, we can just notice what happens if the mind holds on to a certain experience, how that feels in the mind and the body. We can notice that if we don't hold on to things, they're constantly changing. Even things we don't like, they don't last forever. They do move on if we just let them move. And if we pay close attention, we can notice at the end of one thing, there is a space, there's a pause, there's a silence before the next thing happens. And we can also notice that this awareness, this consciousness that's aware of all this, it's constant. Even though things it's aware of keep changing, the awareness itself is always there. Isn't that interesting? And we can take this exploration to daily life. This is why we practice in this way. The bell invites us to bring the awareness back to the surface, to our surroundings, anything we may have noticed during that exploration, noticing how we feel right here, right now, and maybe set the intention to explore again, if that worked for you. Thanks for joining me and being curious about what's going on. Right here, right now, I invite you to take the pause into your life and pay attention to see what you might learn about yourself and the world. Take care, everyone.